Obesity, we know, is a really serious global epidemic. It's known as Globesity by the World Health Organization. But researchers in the US are suggesting that this complex condition has really serious social and psychological dimensions should actually come in behind other issues like loneliness when you measure the risk of death. Dr. Joe Kosterich joins us now for more on this. And if you've got a question for Dr. Joe, give us a call, 131283. Don't forget as well that any call that makes it to air today instantly is in the running for this 1K a day giveaway that we have at the moment. So we'd love to hear from you, 131283. But good afternoon to you, Dr. Joe.
Good afternoon, Deb. Lovely to be with you again.
You too. So tell us about this research, because we know about obesity, but loneliness is something that I would not have considered would be a major risk factor.
Yes, it is one of these conditions. Well, condition's probably the wrong term. Situations that flies under the radar, because it's difficult to measure. And it does mean different things to different people. And there's been a lot of work over the years that has looked at social isolation and loneliness. Those two things are quite different, because people can be in a room of crowded with other people and still feel quite lonely.
Mm.
Social isolation being you're sort of by yourself, you're not connected to friends or to groups or to family. And we know that from a lot of work that these people do have generally poorer health outcomes. And there's probably a number of reasons for that. When you think about it, people, if they're living by themselves, may be less likely to cook themselves a healthy meal. They might just get some takeaway or some 2-minute noodles. They might be less likely to exercise. They're thinking, why should I bother? They're prone perhaps to mental health problems. So loneliness is also a bit of a proxy for other things that are all tied in together. And this is why these areas are difficult to study and there aren't simple solutions. So the classic one in public health is smoking is bad for you, stop smoking. It's a fairly simple message. It's a much more complicated message to say, well, maybe our society, there's never been more of us. Our cities are very populated. The trains are all full. But despite that, in a lot of respects, people have never been more isolated.
Yeah.
And isolation is a problem.
It is a big problem. So what are your sort of top tips, I suppose, to overcome this if you feel as though you might be suffering from loneliness or social isolation?
Yeah, look, there are a number of different ways. And the first thing is recognition. It always sounds trite, but understanding that. An important thing for people is, a little bit of, and this is going to sound paradoxical, a little bit of introspection. And it is important to be comfortable in your own skin. So things like yoga, tai chi, guided relaxations, meditations are very good for helping people to sort of calm and center and just be sort of comfortable in themselves wherever they are. Keep in touch with friends and family. You know, sometimes people think, oh, I wish somebody would ring me. Maybe you can pick up the phone or the email these days, or, reach out to the people, even if you haven't seen them for a little while. Get involved with activities that you like. If you like playing sport, get involved with that. If you like, playing cards or look for a group that might be doing things that you're interested in, because people often say, well, where am I going to meet new people? Best place sometimes to do it is in an activity where everybody has a common interest in that activity. Sometimes getting a pet is very good for isolation, and there's a lot of work that shows that people who have pets feel less lonely because a pet can provide companionship in a different way, but as valuable as a human. And sometimes having a pet also, particularly a dog, can get you out and about into the park, walking. Look at doing some volunteer-type work. Again, it's a way of getting out and meeting people. So there are a number of different ways of approaching it. Sometimes isolation can also be tied in with depression, so it might be useful to have a chat with your GP. But keep in mind that there isn't a medical solution for this. This is more a societal solution.
And it's a long-term thing as well, a long-term approach.
As well. Yeah. It can't all just be to the individual.
All right, Joe, thank you so much. Always great tips for you. Thank you again.
You're welcome, Deb.
Dr. Joe Kosterich there. Yeah, some really handy hints. Loneliness, it's one of those issues that can have broad-reaching consequences, so it's good to try to overcome.